Well, hello, everybody. I'm Kay. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, Encouragement Fuel for the Journey, where I believe encouragement is fuel for our journey. Now, on this podcast, I want to encourage and empower you to fulfill your God-given destiny by sharing some insights and truths found in the Word of God. Each week, we'll dive into the Word and explore how we can overcome challenges, find purpose, and positively impact the world. Now, whether you're a seasoned believer or just starting to explore your faith, I believe that the Word of God can transform your life and bring you hope and encouragement. So join me today as we get fueled through encouragement in the Word of God. Well, hello, everybody. This is Kay with Encouragement Fuel for the Journey. I'm so glad you tuned in today to episode 17, season 2 of Encouragement Fuel for the Journey. Make sure you share this with someone so others can also be encouraged inside of the Word of God. We're going to dive into the wisdom found in Proverbs. This is a part one. I'm not sure exactly how many parts we're going to have. We'll just kind of go with it and see where it takes us, right? So the wisdom found in Proverbs, part one. I tell you, Proverbs is a powerful, powerful book that has so much instruction in it for us to live successful, fruitful lives here on this earth. Glory to God. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. So listen, you know that this is the year of the open door. So I hope that you're posturing yourself right to go through the open door. I hope even through these podcasts that you're getting equipped and that you're being encouraged to continue to make a shift that's required, because God does have an agenda for your life, and his agenda will require open doors, right? And your open doors will require your obedience, and obedience will require alignment. Alignment requires for you to make a shift. So we thank God for all that he is doing. Let's get into it. So I'm going to start from Proverbs 1:7 today. And it says this: the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. I need you to listen. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let me read that again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Oh, that is so powerful. I hope that you're already making the connection of the fear of the Lord and those that despise wisdom and instruction. How when you have the fear of the Lord, right, it's the beginning, it's the foundation of your knowledge. But if you're a foolish person, you'll despise wisdom. You'll despise godly wisdom and instruction. And if you despise wisdom and instruction, then that means that your foundation of knowledge, good God from glory, won't be stable. Okay, did you hear that? Because let me read it one more time. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. So watch this. So when we talk about the fear of the Lord, right, so many times we have the wrong interpretation of that. We don't understand what that really means. I remember reading somewhere once where a person said, why would God want us to fear him and be afraid of him? Listen, that's not what this means. God doesn't want us to be afraid of him. Watch this. When you fear the Lord as a believer, that means you reverence, you honor, you obey him. You desire to reverence him. You desire to submit to his ways. And you desire not only to get your wisdom from him, but you desire to get instruction for him. So watch this. When you fear the Lord, you don't fear his wrath. Oh, come on. You don't fear his wrath because we've already made peace with God through Jesus Christ. So when you accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, you do not have to worry about receiving the wrath of God. So when we say fear the Lord, we're not saying be afraid of him in that sense. We're saying reverence him, obey him, come in alignment with him. Glory to God. When you fear God, you're saying, God, I reverence you as the God of all wisdom. I reverence you, and I'm making a decision, watch this, to do things your way. I don't want to disappoint you. I don't want to dishonor you by doing things and living life my way. I reverence you. I fear you so much. I humble myself to you. I honor your majesty. I'm in awe of your greatness. I'm in awe of who you are as God. And because of who you are, I am choosing to align with your word and live life according to your word. That's what happens when you fear God. You desire to do it God's way. Or in other words, you desire to live your life based off of godly wisdom and godly instruction. So watch this. We live in the world, right, where there's a lot of worldly wisdom being offered. A lot of worldly wisdom being offered. But the wisdom of the world oftentimes, right, doesn't line up with God's wisdom. And it sure doesn't line up with his instructions because it's not based on his word. Let's take a look about, let's take a look at this in James 3. And before I read that, let's just remember our wisdom key scripture is coming from Proverbs 1:7. Says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And we don't want to be fools, right? We don't want to despise wisdom. We don't want to despise instruction. And what we really don't want to do, we don't want to get worldly wisdom and worldly instruction. We want to make sure that when we seek instruction, that we won't despise the instruction that's in the word of God. And we won't exchange that for worldly and earthly instructions. Let's see what James 3:13-18 has to say about this. So it says here, starting with the 13th verse, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. So if you're wise, it says your works are going to be done in the spirit of meekness or meekness of wisdom. Watch this. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. So do you see how he's making a contrast? He was like, if you're operating in jealousy and boasting and not truth, that's not godly wisdom. That's earthly wisdom. That's worldly wisdom. He even calls it demonic wisdom. Have you ever received ungodly wisdom from someone? Have you ever had an issue, right? And someone said, oh, it's okay, girl. God understands, you know, you can go ahead and get away with that. You can go ahead and be mad at that person. You know, God understands that you're human. Uh-oh, you better be careful, because that is not godly wisdom. That is earthly wisdom. We have to be very careful. You know, I'm thinking of the scripture where Peter was walking with Jesus. You know, he was walking with the disciples and he was explaining to him that he had to go to the cross. He was going to eventually go to the cross. And Peter said, absolutely not. Not on my watch. You're not going to go to the cross. And Jesus stopped and rebuked him. And told him, he said, Satan, get thee behind me. Because let me explain something to you. You would think that Peter was trying to do a good thing. Peter was trying to save Jesus. Peter was trying to protect Jesus. But oftentimes and sometimes, if you're not careful, people will give you advice coming from a place of protecting you, but actually going against the will of God for you. Oh, I need somebody to hear that right there. A lot of times we want to rescue people out of a situation that God has really ordained them to endure and go through it till they get to the other side. So that's so important that you learn how to discern worldly wisdom versus godly wisdom. Let's continue to read. Because it says here, it talks a little bit about earthly wisdom. It says that this wisdom does not descend from above, but it's earthly, essential, is demonic. So, but for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality. And without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. My God, that is so powerful. I want you to understand that today, that godly wisdom, remember it says, when you fear the Lord, you won't despise wisdom. Godly wisdom is pure. It's peaceable. It's not partial. It has good fruits. It has, it's full of mercy. Glory to God. It's gentle. So if you're not operating, or if you're getting, watch this, some instruction or advice or knowledge that's opposite of what I just mentioned, then you need to think twice before you take that advice. Because are you really getting worldly wisdom? I mean, godly wisdom, or are you getting worldly wisdom? Oh, we heard what the scripture says, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And you want to be sure that in every circumstance, in all situations, that you are leaning into the wisdom of God, which is the word of God. And it says here in James 3, that part of that knowing that it's the wisdom that's coming from above is that first it's pure, then it's peaceable, then it's gentle, and it's full of mercy, is willing to yield. So that means it's flexible and it's humble. And I love this part. It's not partial. It doesn't show, it's not partial, and it doesn't show hypocrisy. Now that's the fruit of righteousness. That is the fruit that comes from godly wisdom. So it's so important that you understand and really examine yourself and say, am I walking in godly wisdom, or am I walking in worldly wisdom? And listen, if you find out that, and you check yourself and you do a self-inspection, and you find that you are actually walking in worldly wisdom, just make the shift. Repent and make the shift and make a decision that, okay, I'm going to start walking in the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God, again, is walking in aligning with the word of God. So watch this. Whatever you're going through right now, whatever situation that you're lacking wisdom in, the Bible says that we can ask for wisdom if we need wisdom. God so desires to give us wisdom. As a matter of fact, I'm going to end it with this scripture. In James 1, 5 and 6, it says, and this is the Amplified Classic version I'm reading, if any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given him. Only it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers, the one who hesitates, the one who doubts is like the billowing surge out at the sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. So watch this. Whatever area in your life right now that you're lacking wisdom in and you need wisdom, God said, come to me and ask. Maybe you need wisdom regarding your finances. Maybe you need wisdom about your children. Maybe you need wisdom inside of your marriage, how to navigate some things inside of your marriage. I want you to know that God is a giving God, a loving Father, and he desires to give you wisdom. So I want to encourage you today, whatever area that you need wisdom in, why don't you ask God today? Ask in faith and believe he's going to answer you. So, Father God, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone that's listening to this podcast, Father. I pray that you would strengthen them, that you would give them wisdom, instruction, and guidance in every area of their lives. Lord God, I believe, Lord God, that they fear you. They have a healthy reverence and awe of you, because you are a good and a great and a mighty God. Lord, we thank you for being our Abba Father. And Lord, you said that if we lack wisdom, that we can come to you. So God, as your people come to you and ask you for wisdom, I thank you for making things clear to them. I thank you for giving them clear instruction, clear wisdom, clear strategy, Father, in the name of Jesus, regarding whatever it is that they need, Father. I thank you that you are more than able and willing to lead and guide them in every area of their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. Bless your people today. Strengthen them today. May they come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain grace and mercy, and to obtain wisdom and instruction in the time of need. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, glory to God. Again, make sure you share this with someone. And remember, as always, you got this.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening to the Encouragement Fuel for the Journey podcast, where I believe that encouragement is the fuel for our journey. Now, if you were encouraged inside of the word today, I invite you to subscribe to our podcast and share it with a friend. Be sure to join us next week as we continue to get fueled in the word and provide the encouragement you need to keep moving forward. And remember, you got this.